Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Firefighters are battling a wildfire near the George H. Crosby Manitou State Park, located about 10 miles southwest of Tofte along the North Shore. Leanne Langeberg with the Minnesota Interagency Fire Center says the fire has grown to 50 acres. She says today the focus will be on establishing a containment line around the perimeter. Langeberg says the fire itself is located in a remote area of the park.
It's within a ridge that has some pretty difficult access to get into. So firefighters will be challenged with that access, but they will use all the tools and resources that are available to help them to establish containment.
A former Minnesota state trooper has pleaded guilty to federal charges related to the production and distribution of child pornography, according to court documents filed Wednesday. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Minnesota stated that 30-year-old Jeremy Plonsky was arrested in May following allegations that he sexually assaulted a minor. Court records reveal that a Minnesota BCA special agent interviewed Plonsky in April. During that interview, Plonsky admitted to initiating an online relationship in 2022 through a social media app, which led to the creation and sharing of explicit videos. Governor Tim Walz and First Lady Gwen Walz rolled up their sleeves Wednesday for their COVID and flu vaccination. The governor says Minnesotans need to know the Trump administration continues to release false and confusing information about vaccine. The governor promised.
Minnesotans need to make their decisions about vaccines. We're not going to deny you access to life-saving vaccines. We're going to make it as simple as possible to receive those vaccines. We're going to coordinate through the Commerce Department with your insurance companies to make sure these vaccines are made affordable to you and covered by your insurance company.
In other headlines, the Anoka Social District will not be closing when the snow flies this winter. Community Development Director Doug Borglund says the sipping and strolling in downtown Anoka is continuing year-round.
Working through our second full season, and recently the city council decided that it has gone so well. And, you know, it's just been a real positive thing that, you know, we wanted to maintain the social district over the course of the year.
Borglund says it will be open in December for the annual Christmas tree lighting event. People ages 21 and older can purchase and drink adult beverages within the social district in downtown Anoka. The Minnesota Wild open the regular season on the road tonight against the St. Louis Blues. Wild goaltender Philip Gustafson says he's ready for a new season but gets butterflies on opening night. Minnesota's home opener is Saturday night against the Columbus Blue Jackets in the newly named Grand Casino Arena. This is MNN.